What's going on, patrons? Scott here, and just time for a really quick audio update for you this week. So, a couple things. Patreon rewards, obviously, that's a big thing that you guys should be here for. The book, which I keep forgetting, is a Patreon reward to give you the chapters of the book. Chris and I will be sitting down within the next couple days to discuss where we are in there, and we'll probably release an enormous post with every single chapter that we have available to you, and then that will be everyone, I think, on the $6 tier for you to actually go in and not only read but comment on, give us your thoughts, give us your feedback, tell us if you think something is boring or interesting or whatever. Because that will help shape the final book. So that's exciting. It's something that we should have been doing for months now, and I just keep forgetting that that is a reward. So to anyone who's been sitting around waiting for that to happen, I apologize. That will be happening soon. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter shoutouts, all the social media shoutouts. I don't know if we do them on Instagram. We probably do. We probably could. But to all of the people who are on that tier and above, that will be happening within the next day or so, if it hasn't happened already by the time this goes up. So look forward to that. We redesigned them so they're a little bit prettier than they were before. So yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I like to micromanage things, apparently. Yes, t-shirts are still on their way. We're just waiting for, again, this is one of those things that it's no longer in our hands. It's in the hands of the people producing the t-shirts. So just bear with us. And we're trying to make sure that the most people get them as possible. Even if you were a patron who supported us, but maybe had to drop out. If you've been supporting us by the time that the t-shirts, you know, were ordered, or if you're a new one, you know, everything like that. If you're on that t-shirt tier or poster tier, just know that that is not currently in our hands. That is in the printers, you know, the people making the t-shirts. And we're trying to talk with them, trying to figure out how we can speed up this process. But it should be happening soon. So I apologize. And hopefully in the future we can get speedier with that. And we'll start to release new designs. Because that was the whole plan, was to make more designs every few months. So yeah, this was more of a test trial to see how this would go and if it could work. So we're still figuring that out. Other things that you should probably know about: I will be traveling again next week to visit family again. That's probably going to be in an on and off thing for the same reasons as before. My grandpa's real sick. So we'll probably have some other guests fill in. I'm working on a video in the meantime about emoji, which is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we just have a bunch of new videos coming up. The problem is I have so many different ideas coming up in my head that I haven't fleshed them out into one finished video yet. It's like 5 or 6 different videos that aren't fleshed out at all. So that's something we need to work on, actually finishing videos. Let's see. Anything else that you guys should probably know about? I just want to fill you in on a couple additional things that your Patreon money has helped fund over the past... this is just recently. I finally got a grand old pop filter on this microphone, which I've never had before, because I figured the windscreen was probably good enough. But I saw some people complain in the comments, so I got this this simple little pop filter. I had an additional pop filter on my shotgun mic now, because that is way too close to my face. You also helped buy me a new shotgun mic, because my old one, it wasn't a frivolous purchase, because I was like, I need new technology. My old one broke, so the sound coming out of it was almost garbage at that point. So then I was borrowing a microphone from Dylan, who, aka Aurum Extraordinaire, and he was he had an extra microphone that he was letting me borrow, but then he needed it back, which is why we've been doing a lot of these voiceover videos, because I've been using this microphone, which is on my desk, for specifically these reasons. It used to be for the podcast as well. And it's not to be used on camera. It's more of, it's like a very specific radio podcast mic thing. It's not very sensitive. It wouldn't work if I used it for the camera. And plus I'd have to take it down and put it back every time, even if it did work. So I just said, you know what? We will just save up enough money to buy myself a new shotgun mic so that I can finally go back to being on camera. And that's what your generous support has helped us achieve is buying a new microphone. It's actually the same microphone that I was borrowing from Dylan, so you shouldn't notice any crazy audio quality jumps where it's just like, whoa, this microphone sounds way better or way worse. It'll be the exact same, because it's a relatively inexpensive microphone, and it's it sounds nice. So, yeah, that's effectively everything. I bought a new light for live streaming that is much lighter. I don't know how much of this is boring, but I had an LED light that I had above my computer to use for live streams, but it was so big and bulky and heavy and old because I bought it years ago before LED light panel technology was really starting to develop, that it just kept falling off of where I was mounting it to and like crashing down on my computer and all my electronics on my desk. So I said, you know what, with the next bit of Patreon money in, I'm going to splurge, all right? I'm going to spend $30 to buy a brand new super duper small. I think I even bought it used, so I don't want to say brand new. But I just got a really small, really thin, more updated, softer LED light panel. And that's been working out pretty great. So that all that to say, you guys are helping up the quality in actual qualitative ways, I guess, in actual physical things. So, you know, it's not just like you're paying. I don't think you guys are complaining about this or anything like that. I haven't seen it. You guys are great. But I just wanted to clear up that Patreon money hardly ever goes to my personal living expenses. It almost exclusively goes to making the videos better and, importantly, paying the people who help work on it, including editors and additional writers and everything like that. It's just to help keep the show running. That's what it's about. YouTube ad money, the stuff I get from AdSense, that stuff pays for me to get Taco Bell, but not your money. Your money goes to make sure that I can have audio when I record on my camera, which is pretty vital, I think, to making videos. With a camera, anyway. All right. That's, I think, everything for right now. But let me know if there are other things. Let me know if there are any questions, anything you want me to do. We might be experimenting with live streams on exclusive Patreon live streams. We did one a couple days ago, maybe a week or so ago, and it was a lot of fun. So we could schedule them or just go live sporadically. Tune in. Have your Patreon notifications on. Hit that Patreon notification bell. You don't have to. But I just figured it would be a fun way to interact with you guys specifically outside of YouTube right here on Patreon to live stream and chat, and it's a good time. So, all right. With that said, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon this month. That's kind of an update of everything that your money has gone towards. Not everything, I will say. I've also bought props for future videos that I'm very excited about. Yeah, I can't wait for you to see it. So thank you guys so much, and I will see you in the next one of these updates. Bye-bye.